Good morning. Let's turn our Bible to 1 John 3, verses 1 through 3.
早上好，我们来翻到约翰一书第三章一到三节。
Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Therefore, the world doesn't know us, because it didn't know Him. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when He is revealed, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is.And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself, just as he is pure.
你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女，我们也真是他的儿女。世人所以不认识我们，是因未曾认识他。亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明。但我们知道，主若显现，我们必要像他。因为必得见他的真体，凡像他有这指望的，就洁净自己，像他洁净一样。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们再有一点祷告。
Lord, we thank you and to come to your mercy seat.
主，我们感谢你，我们再次来到你的施恩宝座面前。
Lord, you are the life, you are the truth, and you are the way.
主啊，你是那道路、真理、生命。
Lord, as we open your word and we pray that you will light us inside of us.
主，当我们把你的话语打开的时候，求你在我们的里面来光照我们。
So all your children will know your way.
使所你蒙拣选的都能够认识你的道路。
Lord, we thank you for this moment.
主，我们为这个时刻感谢你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Before we go into the Bible text we were just reading through for this morning,
在我们听到这个信息之前，我们在刚刚所读的话语里面，
I would like to draw your attention here.
我希望你来注意这一句话。
That in the original text after verse 1, that we should be called the children of God.
在这个原文的里面，在那句啊，我们是神得称为神的儿女的后面
，There follows a short sentence of that we truly are His children.
那里有一句话非常短，是我们也真是他的儿女。
Some English translations, like a King James version, don't have it here.
有一些英文版本，甚至钦定本里面都没有这句话。
And the New King James version used a footnote.
在 New King James 这个版本里面也只是用一个小的注解。
I don't know why.
我不明白为什么。
But I think this short sentence is too important to be missed here.
但是我觉得这句话太重要了，不能够被忽略。不能够被不能够被忽略。
I'm very thankful that a Chinese translation follows exactly the original text.
我很感恩中文的翻译是非常尊重原文的。
There are many good things like this in the Chinese translation Bible.
在中文圣经里面有很多中文的翻译版本。
You know, I used to think the Chinese translation Bible was very old, 100 years old, and some words is very out of date.
我以前认为说中文圣经这个翻译已经一百多年了，很多字也都是过时了。
But as the years go by, I truly value the Chinese Union Translation Bible as one of the top translations of the Bible in many languages.
但是随着时间的过去，我越来越觉得这个中文和合本的圣经是在很多的翻译版本呢是属于非常非常最好的一个版本。
版本之一啊，
之一最好版本
不是唯一啊。I say it not because I'm Chinese.
我这样讲不是因为我是中国人。
But truly it is.
这的确是事实是这样。
And that's God's wonderful grace for Chinese Bible readers.
这对于读中文圣经的人实在是一个奇妙的恩典。
The passage we were just reading through is made up of four sentences.
刚刚我们所读的圣经是由四句话组成。
The first two sentences are in verse 1.
的前两句话是在第一节里面。
That we should be called the children of God.
使我们得称为神的儿女。
Then it is closely followed by the second sentence that we truly are his children.
然后紧接着就是我们也真是他的儿女。
Both sentences talk about one topic.
这两句话都讲到一个题目。
Which is children of God.
就是神的儿女。
But the author of this letter uses two different verbs before and after.
但是这本书的作者用了两个动词。
To separate them from each other.
是把这两句话能够有区分。
In other words, they are talking same thing.
换句话说，他们是在是在讲同一件事情。
But in different level.
但是在不同的层次。
We will come back to it later.
我们在后面再会回到这一点上。
The third sentence is in verse 2.
第三句话是在第二节里面。
The author of this letter says that when he is revealed.
这个作者说当他显现的时候。
Which means when Christ comes for his second coming.
就是说主第二次再来的时候。
We shall be like him.
我们必要像他。
Notice here that he doesn't say that we may be.
这里他不是说我们可能会像他。
We probably will be.
我们有可能会像他。
Or we are very possible to be.
或者说我们像他的可能性非常大。
But with 100% sure saying that we shall be like him.
而是他是用100%确信的话语说我们必要像他。
Dear brothers and sisters, this tells the future that we have in our salvation.
这里是讲到我们的救恩里的那个那个未来。
Guys, do we understand that this is the greatest of all blessings? This is the greatest of all blessings.
哦，这是我们祝福里面的神给我们的属天祝福里面的最大的一个。
This world can enjoy its prosperity and achievements now and today.
这些比那个我们今天所能够享受的那个发达和那个其他的祝福更大。
But this world has no future.
这个世界是没有未来、没有希望的。
In Matthew 5, our Lord Jesus says that heaven and earth will pass away.
在马太福音里面第五章里面，主说的天地都要过去。
In 1 Peter chapter 1 says that all the glory of man will eventually fall away.
在彼得前书里面，主也讲到说，所有人的荣耀都要过去。
Many things that we are taking in today as a big deal.
今天我们所认为非常重要的事情
，like an environmental crisis around the world，
像今天这个地上这个环境的问题
，high heat weather is in southern Texas，
在这个我们德州的这个非常炎热的天气
，the great fire in Hawaii，
在夏威夷的这个大火
，polluted ocean water of Japan。
在日本的这个被污染的海洋
，or the conflicts between superpowers of this world, whether they are United States, Russia, or China，
或者在这个地上这个大权国家之间的矛盾，或者是中国、俄罗斯和美国。
Yeah, my mother-in-law called me yesterday.
昨天我的岳母打电话给我。
She's worrying about if the war between China and the U.S. will break out.
她非常担心如果在美国和中国之间这个仗打起来。
And he said, if that comes, and can we talk to each other through WeChat?
她说如果真的打起来，我们还能够继续用微信来讲话吗
？Something we take today as a big deal.
今天这件事情在我们看来真的是非常的大。
We may take the technology giants like Tesla, Apple, Google, and so on.
比方说那个 Tesla 或者是苹果和谷歌。
Their brothers and sisters, they will have gone because they have no future.
但是他们都没有未来。
Their future is the righteous judgment by Christ when He comes.
他们的未来就是在基督台前的那个审判。
But we as children of God,
但是我们作为神的儿女,
when he is revealed, we shall be like him.
当他显现的时候, 我们必要像他。
We have a future.
我们是有未来的。
We have a true future. We have a glorious future.
我们是有一个真实的荣耀的未来。
So my question is that, are we really looking forward to it?
我的问题是我们真的是向往这个吗?
Foreigners in church history, like a brother John Calvin,
那个教会的先驱，比方说约翰加尔文。
He tells us that these three sentences represent three important stages in our spiritual life in Jesus.
在我们在基督里面，在我们的属灵生命里面有三个词可以代表我们的三个阶段。
In other words, our whole life in salvation could be included in these three sentences.
换句话说，我们的救恩可以包括在这三句话的里面。
First is justification.
第一个就是称义。
Since we are called to be God's children.
也就是说，我们被得称为神的儿女。
Then we come to the second stage of sanctification.
然后我们就来到第二个阶段，就是成圣。
As we are going through a lifelong process that we truly are His children.
然后我们就来到一个我们一生之久的一个过程，就是我们真的是神的儿女。
And the last stage is glorification because we will be in the image of His likeness when Christ comes.
最后一个阶段就是荣耀的，就是荣耀，就是当他再来的时候，我们要变成他的形象。
But notice that these three sentences.Are lined up here one by one next to each other.
这三句话是一个接一个连在一起的。
Which means that we can't skip one step and move on to next.
也就是说我们不能够错过越过中间一个步骤到下一个步骤去。
You know, I'm thinking of driving a stick shift car in old time.
我想起了我在过去的时候开着那个要换挡那个车子。
If you want to run in high speed with gear 5,
如果你要开的速度很快，用第五档，
what you do?
会发生什么事呢？
You have to switch the gears in sequence.
你要必须要按照那个次序来换档。
One by one from gear 1 to gear 5.
你要从档一档二档一直换下去。
You can't skip middle gears and push it all the way to gear 5.
你不能够错过中间的档，从一下子碰到第五档。
Your car won't let you do it.
你的车子不会允许你这样做。
So my dear brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
in terms of spiritual growth in salvation,
在救恩里面，我们属灵生命的成长。
There's no shortcut.
这里是没有捷径的。
There's no fast food progress.
也没有那个。
We have to take each step seriously with patience.
我们必须要把每一步都当作非常重要的一步。
In order to make our goal,
使我们能够来成长。
Which is when He is revealed, we shall be like Him.
也就是说，当他显现的时候，我们必要像他。
I think this is what we can learn from this letter.
我想，这就是我们从这一章里面所能够学到的。
The last sentence is located at the very beginning.
这个最后一句话是实际上是这句话这一节的开始。
It says, "Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us."
看那父所赐给我们何等的慈爱。
You and I are nothing worthy.
你和我是不没有什么事情是值得的。
For God to grant His salvation to us.
让神可以值得把他的救恩来赐给我们
and all the way to the point of glorification
一直到那个荣耀的地步
Dear brothers and sisters, it is the love of God that buckles everything together in salvation through our life on this earth
是借着神的爱把他所有的这些都放在一起借着我们的生活来赐给我们
Some may think that because I'm so miserable that God has to save me.
有的人觉得说我也许我的生活太痛苦了，所以神要爱我。
Some may think that because I've been so good.
有的人觉得说我实在是太好了。
Make no mistakes.
我从来不犯错误。
Then salvation comes to me as a reward.
所以就临到我作为一个赏赐。
That's wrong, guys. That's totally wrong.
那这实在是错误的。
Salvation is made of your story and my story.
这个救恩是你的故事，是我的故事。
And your story is different from my story.
你的故事跟我的故事不一样。
But it doesn't matter yours or mine.
但是不是不管怎么样，不管是你的还是我的故事。
Salvation is the story of His love.
这个救恩是神的爱的故事。
I read one true story about John Wesley.
我读到一个关于卫斯理弟兄的一个真实的故事。
Once Brother John Wesley was visiting a group of brothers and sisters in a remote village.
有一次卫斯理弟兄在拜访一个非常遥远的一个村子里面的教会。
And he shared a message there in Sunday morning.
在主日的时候他在分享信息。
On topic of a spiritual gift in the body of Christ.
是关于在基督里面的神的这个恩赐。
After his message sharing,
当信息结束的时候
，a sister went to her.
一个姊
妹 went to him.
一个姊妹就来到他面前
，saying that I truly admire your message this morning.
她说我真的是非常喜欢你的信息。
Because I am the one gifted by the Holy Spirit in this church.
因为在这个教会里面我是那个圣灵所赐给我恩赐的那个人。
So our brother asked her,
所以弟兄就问他
What is your gift from the Holy Spirit?
那你从圣灵那里得来的恩赐是什么呢？
Then she said, I can see through people's unholy heart and point it out.
她说我一眼就能够看穿里面这个人里面的不圣洁的心，然后把它指出来。
John Wesley said to her,
所以弟兄卫斯理弟兄就跟他说
，Bury your gift.
你把你的恩赐埋葬起来。
Because the only gift we need in the body of Christ is love.
因为我们在基督里面所需要的唯一的恩赐就是爱。
Dear brothers and sisters, without the love of the Father,
弟兄姊妹没有神的爱
，nobody will be able to achieve anything in salvation.
在救恩里面没有人可以完成任何事情。
Either justification or sanctification and then to the point of glorification.
或者是称义，或者是成圣，或者最后得荣耀。
It is the love of God that buckles everything together.
是神爱把所有的东西都捆在一起。
So I think that's why the author of this letter wants to write this sentence at the first.
所以这就为什么这个作者把这句话写在了第一句。
When John was writing this letter,
当约翰在写这本书信的时候
，He was the only apostle who outlived all the first generation apostles like Peter and Paul.
他是那个唯一活下来的使徒，就像彼得和保罗。
Not because he was the youngest among all the apostles.
不是因为他是最年轻的。
But he was reserved with a longer life for a special purpose.
因为他被存留下来是为了一个特殊的目的。
Guys, our life are in the hands of God.
我们的生活，我们的生命是在神的手里面。
For a purpose.
是为了一个目的。
And each of our lives has a purpose.
我们每个人的生命都有一个目的。
So the churches in John's time were facing a tough situation.
在约翰时代的教会在面临这个非常困难的时候。
This popular and unbelieving world was making all its force.
这个不信的这个世界在用尽所有的力量。
Either persecution or desolation.
或者是毁灭，或者是迫害。
To make its way into children of God.
使他们能够进到渗透到神的儿女当中。
And to draw them away from simple and the true faith in Jesus.
使他们把他们从这个信心里面能够从那里面给带出来。
Very sadly, some of the churches got hit and lost.
非常遗憾的是，很多教会被因此而流失。
For example, the church in Ephesus.
比方说以弗所教会。
In Paul's letter of Ephesians.
在保罗书信以弗所书那里面。
Their testimony was once awesomely strong and bright.
他们的见证是那样子的明亮。
As Paul described in chapter 2, the letter of Ephesians, that you were made alive together with Christ and to sit together in the heavenly place with Christ.
他保罗甚至这样说，你们与基督一同复活，一同坐在天上。
But just 30 years passed.
但是30,仅仅30年之后。
In John's letter of Revelation,
在启示录那里面。
The church was the first one out of 7 churches that the Lord rebuked.
那是七个教会里面主所责备的第一个教会。
Because they had left the first love.
因为他们丢掉了起初的爱。
First means original.
第一，起初的爱就是起初的意思。
It means beginning.
意思就是开始的那个。
Guys, all our problem, both in today and back in the early churches,
弟兄姊妹，今天的问题或者起初教会的问题，
are never that we lack advanced knowledge or enough manpower.
不是因为我们缺少知识或者缺少人力，
but we have drifted away from the original, the solid rock foundation.
是因为我们从起初那个坚固的磐石离开了。
I think that's why John wanted in this letter to lead us back to the fundamental truth of salvation in Jesus.
这就为什么在这个书信里面，约翰想要把我们带回到那个起初的那个根基的里面去。
Many Bible readers and they read the first letter of John and they skip the whole chapter 3.
很多圣经的读者把在读约翰一书的时候把第三章就完全错过去了。
And they said it's so basic.
他们说这是真的是太基本了。
It's too elementary level.
实在是最基础最基本的一个爱。
Since we are saved, we are looking for something higher.
既然我们已经得救，我们看的是，我们寻求的是更高的境界。
But John led us back to the fundamental truth of salvation.
但是约翰却把我们带到这个救恩的根本里面去。
Because many churches they drift away from the fundamental truth.
但是很多，因为很多教会已经从这个根基的这个真理的根基里面。遗失了。
My dear brothers and sisters, don't try to think that this was just a threat back in the early churches.
不要觉得说这只是起初教会的一个危机。
We think that's their problem and had nothing to do with us.
我们觉得说这是他们的问题，跟我们没有关系。
It is the same threat in today.
这是今天我们所面临的威胁。
If we get a chance to read through the 7 letters.To minor Asian churches in John's letter of Revelation.
当我们读到那个启示录里面约翰给教会写的书信的时候，
should we turn back to ourselves and ask?
我们是不是也回到我们自己里面？
How about us?
我们自己怎么样？
Our church.
我们的教会。
Ourselves.
我们自己。
Can we really be optimistic, saying that we are doing so far so good?
我们可不可以这样讲，我们其实做得非常的好。
Let's move on to first sentence in verse 1.
我们来看这第一句话。
That we are called the children of God.
我们得称为神的儿女。
Speaking generally,
大概的来讲，
there are two ways for us to be parents' children.
我们作为父母和儿女有两种办法。
Either to be born naturally to our parents,
或者你是在这个家里面生出来的，
or through a process called adoption,
或者是通过领养的这个手续。
I've known a couple of brother and a sister for many years.
我认识一对弟兄姊妹夫妻很久了。
For various reasons, they couldn't have children.
不管是有出于各种各样的原因，他们不能够有孩子。
Not even single one.
甚至一个也生不出来。
So they went to China for adoption.
他们就到中国去领养孩子。
It was a baby girl.
那里有一个女孩子。
But the procedure for adoption was a pain on the neck there in China.
但是在中国领养孩子这个过程是非常的痛苦。
Thank God for after months of troublesome negotiating and waiting.
经过漫长的几个月的等候和交涉。
They finally brought the baby girl back to the States.
他们终于把这个小女孩带回了美国。
They had a big party for welcome home.
他们就有了一个欢迎这个孩子回来的一个 party.
However, they got the notice from the State Department here.
然后他们就收到了美国政府的一封信。
They got to go through the same procedure with the State Department.
他们需要再次经过同样的程序跟美国政府。
Because the baby wasn't naturally born to the adoptive parents.
因为这个孩子不是从这个父母生的。
And she was born in a foreign country.
她是在外国生的。
With no approval certificate.
没有出生证。
Nothing can approval her birth.
没有任何事情可以证明他的出生。
Because the biological parents left the newborn at the door of a theater.
因为这个孩子的父母把他就放在了门口。
Maybe the parents think she was the bad luck to the family because she was a little baby girl.
也许这个家里觉得这个女孩子带来是厄运，因为她是个女孩子。
So that when she was adopted into a new family,
所以当她被这个新的家庭所领养的时候，
the very first step is not a welcome home party.
这第一步不是欢迎她回来的一个派对。
Is that her original status as a foreigner, as an orphan, needed to be justified.
而是说她一开始的那个孤儿和没有出生证的这个事情需要被证明。
Need to be justified, need to be adjust. The status need to be adjust.
这个孩子的身份需要被。
Like we used to be like a student visa.
就像我们的这个学生的身份一样。
If I got job in this country, what the first step I should do?
如果我要在这个国家找到工作，第一步是什么？
Should I go to my job and work and claim the paycheck?
我是不是直接就去上班，然后领一个工资？
No, I should get my status to be justified, be adjusted into a working visa.
我必须要使我的身份合法，领到一个工作证，然后我才能够工作。
So now we understand her situation.
现在我们就明白这个孩子的情况。
So her original status as a foreigner orphan need to be justified in order to stay in the family and the country.
所以她一开始作为一个孤儿，一个外国孤儿的身份一定要合法化，然后才能够留在这个新的家里面。
And my brother and sister was told by the State Department.
然后我们的弟兄姊妹就被这个政府所通知。
You got to go through the procedure.
你必须要通过这个过程。
One by one and collect all the legal papers.
一个一个的收集所有的法律文件。
Otherwise, the adoption will fail.
不然的话，你这个领养的程序就要失败。
So they asked the State Department, said if the adoption fails, so.What happens to the newborn baby?
所以他们就问政府说，如果这个领养的程序真的失败了，这个孩子怎么办？
The officer told them, said, "It's your job, it's not our job."
所以政府官员就说，这是你的问题，不是我的问题。
Brothers and sisters, we are not naturally born of children of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们不是天生的神的儿女。
We were born of prodigal sons against the father's will.
我们是那个流浪儿，是违背天父的旨意的。
The Bible says that when God has created a man and a woman as His children,
圣经是说，当神造了人作为他的儿女的时候，
He had a purposed heart that all His children will follow Him and live for Him.
他定义的是让所有的儿女都要来遵从他，都要来跟随他。
Guys, we are created not only in His image, but also by His purpose.
弟兄姊妹，不光是照着他的形象造的，也是跟着照着他的旨意造的。
But then what happened?
然后发生什么了呢？
Satan came into the creation of the Father.
但是撒旦就进到这个神创造的旨意里面。
Everything between the father and his children was turned upside down.
每一件关于天父和儿女的事情都被翻转过来。
Not only we lost our sonship,
不光我们失去了儿子的地位，
but also we became father's opponents.
我们也变成了神的敌人。
We became his enemies.
我们成了他的敌人。
As Paul says in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 12.
就像在以弗所书二章十二节那里
，That we used to be aliens from the commonwealth of Father's house.
我们是在所应许的旧约上是局外人。
We were strangers from the covenants that our Father had promised to us.
我们是在神所应许那些旧约上是一个局外人。
So that we had no hope and no God as we were living on the surface of this earth.
所以我们活在这个地上是没有神，没有指望。
Guys, this.Is our original status.
这是我们起初的这个地位。
But God is a loving God.
但是神是个爱的神。
He's a loving Father.
他是个爱的天父。
Even we turn our back to Him.
虽然我们向他转背。
He would never give us up.
他却从来不会放弃我们。
Hebrews 13:5 it says that God will never leave us nor forsake us.
在希伯来书十三章五节里面，神说他从不会撇下我们，不会丢弃我们。
Son of God came to this world.
因为人子来到这个世上。
And he laid his life on the cross.
他把他生命放在十字架上。
For one single purpose.
是为了一个目的。
To seek and to save the lost children of God.
为了拯救寻找拯救失丧的人。
So that he paid our debts before the Father.
所以他在神的面前为我们还了那个债。
So we could win our sonship back.
所以我们可以把我们的儿子的地位能够再赢回来。
So dear brothers and sisters, this is our salvation, and we all know that.
这是我们的救恩，我们应该知道这件事情。
John says that we are called the children of God.
约翰在这里说我们被称为神的儿女。
He wants to clarify with us
他需要跟我们澄清一件事情。
That salvation is initiated by God.
救恩是神所起始的。
Because he called us and took us back to home.
因为他是他呼召我们把我们带回家。
The Bible says that we've been saved not by our works.
因为圣经里讲说我们得救不是出于我们的行为。
But solely depend on his mercy and his works.
是完全出于他的恩典，出于他的怜悯。
But here comes the problem.
那这里就有问题了。
Because we were not naturally born of his children.
因为我们不是他天生的儿女。
How could we come into his house and claim the blessings of the Father?
我们怎么能够回到他的家来宣告他的祝福呢？
We were just singing a hymn together said we are sweeping through the gates of the New Jerusalem.
我们刚刚唱的诗歌说我们是长驱直入到耶路撒冷。
But have you think of that? How can we do that?
我们想想看我们怎么可能做这件事情。
Is the gates of a New Jerusalem is for everyone? If you want to sweep through it, just go sweep through.
这个新耶路撒冷的门是为了每一个人吗？只要你想长驱直入，你就进得去吗？
Dear brothers and sisters, even though the Father has a plan of adoption for us,
就算天父有一个领养我们的这个计划，
but we have a problem, we have a real problem, we have a serious problem, it is the problem of a status.
但是我们有一个严重的问题，就是我们的地位。
Unless we got our statusJustified.
除非我们把我们的地位合法化。
Otherwise, the adoption will fail.
否则的话，这个领养就失败了。
We thank God not only He had adopted us as His children.
我们感谢神，神不光是使我们成为他的儿女。
But also by the blood of His Son.
而且是借着他儿子的血。
He washed away our old status.
把我们过去的那个污秽除去。
Isn't that great, guys? Isn't that great?
这是不是真的是很伟大的一件事情?
Because salvation is not like a Heavenly Father now sending us into the school of holiness.
这个救恩不是好像天父把我们放到一个圣洁的学校。
And He sent us to the school of holiness and locked us in there.
把我们放到学校里面就关在那里面。
Nobody will have any chance to get out.
没有人可以出来。
Until we make all straight A's.
直到我们都得了满分以后,
we meet all the requirements there.
我们得到,
we prove our qualification.
我们证明了我们的这个, 这个资格,
then He gave us the diploma of children of God.
然后他给我们一个证书说,
no, not at all, my dear brothers and sisters.
但是弟兄姊妹真的不是这样。
When salvation comes to me,
当救恩临到你的时候,
I truly understand that it's not because of my qualification.
我实在是明白这不是因着我的资格,
or I'm good enough.
或者说我足够的好,
I'm holy enough to earn my title before the Father.
我圣洁到一个地步可以在神面前赚得这个, 这个称号。
But I'm adopted as child of God by His grace.
但是因着他怜悯, 我被领养成为他的儿女。
But listen to this very carefully.
但是我们来仔细听这件事。
Most importantly, in order to be adopted as a child of God,
最重要的是, 为了要使我们能够被领养成为神的儿女,
I got through all my old status in Adam.
我必须要经过我过去的那个身份。
Threw the old status away.
我需要把我过去那个身份给扔掉。
No matter how good it was managed and maintained.
不管过去的身份有怎么样的好。
No matter how good it performed.
不管我表现得如何好。
I got through my old status away, leave them behind.
我必须要把那个身份完全地撇下。
Then I can receive my new status in Christ.
然后我才能够在基督里领到这个新的身份。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is how we are called children of God.
弟兄姊妹，这才是我们如何能够被称为神的儿女。
In 1995, I got my first job offering.
我拿到我第一份工作,
but they just gave me a very short period of time to work on my status adjustment from student visa to working visa.
但他们只给了我非常短的时间，使我的身份能够变成学生，从学生身份变成工作身份。
We had no idea how to do it.
我们真的不知道应当如何办。
But when we were stressed up, and just me and my wife, we were stressed up and talking about the things.
当我和我的妻子感觉压力非常大，我们在讨论这件事情的时候，
A cold-blooded letter from manager sent to me.
一个无情的信，我的经理送了给我一封非常无情的信，
saying that we can't guarantee your position.
告诉我说我没办法保证你的位置。
Unless you get your status justified within required time frame.
除非你能够在这个要求的时间里面能够合法的变化你的身份。
Otherwise, somebody next to you with available status will come and take over your position.
不然的话，下一个有合法身份的人会拿到你的位置。
That was one of the most stressful times in my life.
那是我在我的生活里面其中的一个非常压力非常大的一个事情。
My wife and I, we were so stressed up day and night.
我们是白日白夜的，我和我的妻子是非常的压力非常的大。
And we checked the mailbox like 4 or 5 times a day for immigration notice.
我们一天要在信箱里查看4-5次。
My dear friend, it is the same thing to our salvation because our status matters.
弟兄姊妹，关于我们救恩，我们的身份是非常的重要。
The Bible says that we are saved by grace and through faith.
圣经里是说我们得救是本乎恩也因着信。
Not until you and I make a decision.
直到你和我做这个决定
take an action to accept the grace of justification through Jesus.
我们要做出这个决定的时候，我们因着主耶稣接受这个称义的地位。
You and I won't be able to sweep through the gates of the New Jerusalem.
你和我是不可能长驱直入耶路撒冷的城门。
And to enjoy the fullness of Father's kingdom.
来享受父的荣耀的国
So my dear friends, now the chance of salvation is at your door.
所以弟兄朋友，这个救恩的机会在你的门口。
Hope you won't miss it.
希望你不要错过它。
Let's move on to next sentence.
我们再看下一句话。
John says here that we are truly children of God.
约翰这里说，我们也真是他的儿女。
After we have gained our new status through justification,
当我们得借着这个称义得到儿女的地位之后
what will happen to us next?
我们下面会发生什么事情
Is that all about our salvation?
是不是救恩就是这些了呢
Someone will say that since I'm saved and won my ticket to eternal life.
既然我已经得救了，拿到了我得到永生的这个门票
，I'm done with God。
我跟神就没关系了。
I'm done with you guys called Christian。
我跟你基督徒也没关系了。
I'm done with the church。
我跟教会也没关系了。
So there's a soft saying, soft talks among us。
所以在我们中间就有一个说法。
We have a front door opened widely。
我们的前面的门是打开的。
But the back door opened wider as well.
我们的后院的门也是大大的敞开着。
After their baptism,
当他们受浸以后
a lot of them disappeared from the church.
很多儿女都从教会里就消失了。
So we wandering around, so where is everybody?
我们就觉得说人都哪里去了。
What does this phenomenon mean to us?
这个现象意味着什么呢？
John reminds us here.
这个使徒约翰就提醒我们
It is true that we are called the children of God.
是的，我们是被得称为神的儿女。
But justification is just the first step.
但是称义只是第一步。
It's just the first sentence of three sentences.
只是这三句话里面的第一句。
Yes, we are children of God.
是的，我们是神的儿女。
But we are adopted children.
但是我们是被领养的儿女。
Inside of us.
在我们的里面
our nature,
我们的天性
our expression,
我们的表现
our value system,
我们的所认为的价值观
they're still as they were before,
那还是我们从前的样子
we were still following our old ways, even though our status were justified,
虽然我们的地位已经改变了，但是我们还在顺从从前的样子
so like John says here that we are notTruly his children in reality.
在实际的里面，我们还不是他的儿女。
I have known a brother for many years.
我认识一个弟兄很多年了。
Generally, he was an easygoing guy about everything.
一般来说，他是一个很容易相处的人。
But just one thing.
但是有一件事。
Just one thing, which was Domino's pizza.
就一件事情，就是那个披萨。
That he would never agree with you.
他永远都不会跟你同意。
So I asked him why.
我就问他为什么。
And he told me that the reason he couldn't bear with the brand name.
他说他之所以不能够同意那个披萨的这个那个
名字。
It
is that the pizza in Domino's Pizza.Is just a pancake with no substance.
他说那个披萨实际上就是一个饼，没有实际的东西。
No cheese, no meat, no flavor, nothing but just a piece of pancake.
他说那里既没有肉也没有佐料，就是一张饼。
I don't know if you would agree with my brother's comments.
我不觉得说我能够同意他。
Or you would like me that I have no opinion because I barely eat pizza.
因为我很少吃披萨。
But my question is.
但是我的问题是。
That in most of the time.
大部分时间里面。
Do we look like a Domino's pizza?
我们是不是就像那个 pizza 一样？
We just carry the brand name.
我们就是有那个名字。
But have no substance.
却没有实际。
Dear brothers and sisters, have you ever experienced that sometime we do want to say that, yeah, we are children of God?
你是不是经历到说有的时候我们也想说是的我们是神的儿女？
But to be honest, the sentence is a little bit hesitant from our mouth.
但是这句话从我们嘴里说出来有点犹豫。
We often think, say, and doAccording to the old status.
我们经常说话做事都是根据我们过去的旧人而行。
The Bible tells us.
圣经上是说。
That when sin comes to man and woman.
当事情轮到你的时候。
We're all sinned and depraved.
We are 实在是败坏的人。
Brother John Calvin called it as the total depravity of the human being.
约翰是说这是人的完全的一个败坏
The total depravity of human nature
是 人性的一个败坏
That caused our soul corrupted and fallen away from God's purpose
使我们人是如此的败坏从神的这个旨意里面堕落出来
So from our nature we don't want to follow God
从我们的里面我们是不愿意从神面前堕落开来
We are an opponent against God's will
我们是神的旨意的一个敌人。
As God's children, we supposed to read the Bible every day.
作为神的儿女，我们应该每天读圣经。
But in my nature, I don't want to read the Bible.
但是天性里面，我不想读圣经。
We supposed to have a fellowship with the Heavenly Father.
我们应当是跟天父之间有交通。
But the time and we want to pray that.I found something in my inside of me that I don't want to pray.
但是当我应该祷告的时候，里面有一个感觉说我不想祷告。
Yes, we are prodigal sons in status.
我们是在身份上是
浪子。But also in nature.
在天性里面，我们是那浪子。
But also in nature.
在天性里面。
Both in status and in nature.
我们在身份上和在我们的天性里面，我们都是那浪子。
The nature with the feeling, thoughts, emotions, and expressions.
我们的感觉，我们的思想，我们的情感和我们的表达。
If we go to the reading of Romans chapter 7,
我们如果读罗马书第七章，
we will agree with Paul and he says there.
我们会同意保罗所说的。
Paul says that for the good I want to do according to my new status as child of God.
作为神的儿女，那个我所愿意的善，我不去做。
I do not do. Yeah.
我不愿意去做，我做不到。
But the evil I want not to do according to my justified status that I practice.
照着我那个称义的身份，我那个我所不愿意做的，我反而去做。
So you see, on one hand, he's called child of God.
一方面，他被称为神的儿女。
This is very true. He's called the child of God.
这是真实，他是神的儿女。
But on the other hand,
但是另一方面。
He's not truly child of God.
他不是真的神的儿女。
This makes Paul so suffered, and he cried.
这个保罗是这样子痛苦，所以他就开始呼喊。
So he cried like, "Oh, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death?"
他就说，谁能够救我脱离这取死的身体啊
？Dear brothers and sisters, salvation is so wonderful.
弟兄姊妹，这个救恩是这样子奇妙。
That we are called the children of God.
我们被称为神的儿女。
Justification takes place to our status.
这个称义使我们有这个地位。
It happens immediately when we receive the cross of Jesus to our heart.
当我们把主耶稣的十字架接到我们心里的时候，就立即就发生了。
That's absolute truth.
这是完全真实的。
But my dear brothers and sisters, God doesn't stop His work half of the way here.
但是弟兄姊妹，神的工作不是停留在一半。
Salvation in John's letter is clearly lined up.
在救恩在约翰的福音里面，救恩是
lined up, step by step lined up.
是一步步的安排好的。
Next to each other.
是一步一步的,
that after justification towards death,
当称义之后,
it will come to us the next step called the sanctification.
下一步就是成圣,
that the Holy Spirit comes to us to direct, to break,
然后来破, 来指引,
to remote,
然后来磨力,
魔造, to conform our inner man according to the quality of His beloved Son. So that someday we will think that the Lord thinks. We will walk along the path that He walks. It's processed in Philippians 2:5. That the mind be in us, which is also in Christ Jesus. So that we are able to say, like John says here, we truly are His children.
使我们能够像, 约翰在这里所说的, 我们真的是神的儿女。
My question is, brothers and sisters, are we there yet?
弟兄姊妹, 我的问题是, 我们是不是在那, 那个地步里了?
One of my favorite songs in the church hymn book, number 290.
我在诗歌本里面所喜欢的一首诗歌是290首。
It says, more like the Master.
更像我们的主。
The author of this hymn had a prayer before the Lord.
这个诗歌的作者在主面前有一个祷告。
He was asking for a more by more experience.
他在寻求一个越来越更多的经历
in a day by day life,
在每天的生活里面,
that he would live and grow and into the likeness of Jesus.
使他能够成长, 活到主的样式。
Guys, sanctification is a lifelong process of changing.
成圣是一个我们一生之久的一个变化。
We got to be patient and with it.
我们必须要有耐心，我们需要等候。
Sanctification is colorful, very colorful.
这个成圣的过程是非常丰富的。
Because it goes through every level of our daily life.
是在我们生活里面每一个层次的里面。
To every corner of our faith in Jesus.
在我们对主的信心的每一个角落里面。
Even a small corner in our faith.
甚至在我们信心里面一个非常小的角落。
Sanctification will keep us busy.
这个成圣的过程会让我们非常的忙。
Many people among us, and they were saying that, and don't be too busy as a children of God.
很多人说，作为神的儿女，你不要太忙。
Well, I want to say that sanctification and our salvation will keep us busy.
我想说的是，这个成圣的这个过程，在我们救恩里面是让我们非常的忙碌。
Because it's a more by more experience that you won't be able to stop at the one point on one day saying that it's enough.
这是一个越来越多的过程，使你不会说有一天啊，这已经足够了。
Let's move on to the next sentence.
我们进到下一句话里面。
John says here that when he is revealed, and we shall be like him.
约翰这里说，当他显现的时候，我们必要像他。
Even though in this earthly life,
甚至在这个地上的生活，就算在这个地上的生活，
we may have no clue how this likeness of Jesus will look like.
我们不能够知道说这个像他的这个样子是什么样子。
I remember when my son was in third grade in the elementary.
当我记得我儿子在三年级的时候。
And he went to a Baptist school.
他去一个浸信的,
they have a Bible lessons every day.
他们每天都有,
and one day he came back and asked me,
有一天他回来问我一个问题,
when Jesus comes, how we like him?
当主耶稣回来的时候, 我怎么会像他?
And we all have a white robe.
我们都有,
白色的袍子,
我们都有白色的袍子。
And I say, I don't know.
我说我不知道。
We have no clue how the likeness of Jesus will look like.
我说我实在不知道像主的样子是什么样子。
And how it will happen to us.
因为我也不知道怎么会发生。
In 1 second.
下一秒钟。
Or in 3 seconds.
哦，是一秒钟还是两三秒钟
？Or in 10 seconds.
或者十秒钟。
As Paul says in 1 Corinthians 13:12.
在保罗在哥林多前书里面所讲十三章。
Because we are now looking in a mirror.
我们现在是对着镜子观看。
And everything regarding to our glorious future looks so blurry.
所有的事情都是模糊的。
It's normal.
这是正常的。
Because it's way beyond our ability to describe.
因为是超过我们所能够描述的。
But dear brothers and sisters, glorification is the final step of our salvation.
但是得荣耀是我们救恩的最后一步。
How he made us his children through justification and sanctification.
他怎么样借着称义借着成圣使我们成为他的儿女。
He will complete his work on us.
他也会最后完成这个工作。
I have just one thing to say to you about the glorification.
我关于得荣耀，我只有一件事情可以讲。
Hang on there, tough. We are not home yet.
我们还没有回家。
A couple of missionaries from England, they had spent most of their life in Africa.
有一对传教士夫妻，他们在非洲生活了一辈子。
They had lost 3 of their children there.
他们在非洲已经失去了三个儿女。
Because of lack of medicine support.
因为那里没有医疗设施。
And the youngest among them were just 3 months old.
最小的那个只有三个月大。
The church in England invited them back to the homeland.For taking a break.
所以在英国的教会就邀请他们回来来休息一下。
And bought them full boat tickets, for the couple.
就为他们买了船票。
You know that back in the old time, it was the only boat is the only transportation for people traveling between, Africa, and Europe.
因为你知道，在过去只有从非洲到英国只有船。
Almost on the half of a way.
在船行了一半的时候
here came a British colonial officer.
这里就来了一个殖民地的官员。
He was on the same boat to the same port city in England.
他们要跟这对夫妻去同样的一个港口。
Then this colonial officer kept on bragging about.How he mistreated native Africans in his administration.
他就这个殖民地的官员就在那里在那里夸口说他是怎样的虐待非洲人。
He laughed at the couple, saying that they had wasted their time. They have wasted their life in Africa.
他就嘲笑这对夫妻说：“你们实在是浪费了你们生命和时间在非洲。”
To offer native peoples way to salvation.
向他们来提供这个救恩。
As he commented, because they were not worthy to be saved.
因为他觉得说他们实在是不配得这个救恩。
So the couple kept silent, but very nice.To him, all the way traveling back to the England.
这对夫妻对他是非常的礼貌，也一直陪着他，一直回到英国。
As the boat arrived at England port city,
当这个船到达英国的时候
，the couple heard the welcome cheers and the band playing music on the seashore.
这个夫妻就听到了在船上在地上陆地上那个欢迎他们的声音，乐队的声音。
There was a huge banner, saying "Welcome home."
那里有一个非常大的标语说欢迎回家。
The husband was about to hurry out of the boat.
这个丈夫几乎就要从船上下来。
Because he thought that was arranged for them.
他 他以为说这个是为了他们安排的。
But to his surprise，
但是让他惊讶的是
，It was arranged for the colonial officer。
这个欢迎会是为了那个官员准备的。
At this point of time，
这个时候
，As the husband was looking at the welcome home ceremony on the seashore，
他在那这个丈夫就在那看那个欢迎的这个仪式。
For this colonial officer，
为了这个殖民地的官员。
Then he was thinking of all the dirty talks that this dirty English colonial officer had with them on the boat。
就想起了这个殖民地的官员在船上跟他所讲的那些肮脏的话。
He was thinking of all three of their beloved children buried in the land of Africa。
他想到他在非洲所埋葬的三个儿女。
He couldn't help crying。
他就不由自主的哭了。
But the wife came to his side。
但他的妻子来到了跟前说。
And whispered to his ear。
就跟他的耳朵说。
It's okay.
没有事情。
Because he's home.
因为他回家了。
We are not home yet.
我们还没有到家呢。
Guys, hang on there. We're not home yet.
弟兄姊妹，再坚持一下，我们还没有到家呢。
But the one who saved us will make us home.
但是那个拯救我们的会让我们会带领我们一起回到家。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, we thank you for the precious word and that you said to me.
弟兄主，我们感谢你向我们所说的话。
We pray that you will let this word and stay in us.
我们祷告说这个话能够存在我们心里面。
We will think through these words.
我们来思想这些话。
And we want to say from our heart, we are truly your children.
我们能够从我们心里说，我们真是你的儿女。
We confess that even though we are not good yet,
我们承认我们还没有到那一步。
But we are truly your children.
但是我们的确是你的儿女。
Because salvation is your work.
因为救恩是你的工作。
By your mercy.
借着你的恩典。
And you will complete it.
你会完成。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.